Friends, in today's gospel reading, we have the analogy of the sheep and the shepherd, Jesus and the flock. Now, in biblical times, the analogy of the sheep and shepherd was a meaningful way of describing God's relationship with people. Because Jesus, the good shepherd, cared about his flock, went in search of the one stray sheep, and even gave up his life for his flock. And in this case, the analogy works. However, this analogy has limitations when we apply it to the relationship between those in authority and those over whom authority is exercised. The problem is, the sheep are rather naive, unassuming, and unintelligent creatures. They cannot think for themselves. They easily go astray. They are totally dependent upon others. And they easily give into a herd mentality. But people are not like sheep. Nor can they be treated like sheep. People need to be treated as people. When people are treated as sheep, the analogy of the sheep and the shepherd become very awkward. So I have 3 points to share with you. And all these 3 points are a reflection on the analogy of the sheep and the shepherd. So first of all, let me talk about the good shepherd who talks about giving eternal life to the flock. The passages about the shepherd and the sheep have taken on a totally new meaning in our times. Bishops are called to be shepherds. Priests are called to be pastors. Especially as the church reels from the abuse scandal, we realize that unless leaders in the church embody Jesus, the Good Shepherd, this analogy can go terribly wrong. In fact, we now know what it looks like when instead of giving life, shepherds abuse their flock. And instead of protecting the victims, they let the evil continue and shield the evildoers. Just last week, Pope Francis issued a new apostolic letter titled Vos Esis Lux Mundi, or You Are the Light of the World. This lays down new and stringent rules for the protection of children in the church across the globe. And now, bishops too will be held accountable in the same way that any other person is held accountable. Now, on the one hand, the fact that such rules are needed in the church is tragic itself. On the other hand, we also know that those to whom the care of children are entrusted often fail. Some shepherds are not good shepherds. Some of these shepherds have been bishops and priests. Others are teachers, coaches, and sometimes even parents and relatives. Today, if you find yourself in a place of authority at work, at home, in church, or in social or political groups, pray for the heart of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Please let us evaluate our relationship with the people entrusted to our care. We must remember that those under our care, especially women and children, are not sheep. They are people. And our task is to give life and not take it. Secondly, I want to talk about Jesus' words with regard to the flock. While the shepherds have their task cut out today, Jesus also talks about the flock. They too have their roles and responsibilities, especially when it comes to our relationship with God, the eternal shepherd. There are three verbs that describe Jesus and his relationship with his flock: hear, know, follow. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." Hear, know, follow. Hearing God leads to knowing God, and knowing God leads to following God. Hearing Jesus leads to knowing Jesus, and knowing Jesus leads to following Jesus. Discipleship is a relationship. We are called to hear Jesus. We are called to know Jesus. We are called to follow Jesus. And I hope we are doing these things. Thirdly, this analogy of the sheep and the shepherd and the relationship between the sheep and the shepherd as hearing and knowing and following also has implications for our relationship with one another as people in church and society and even in families. Today, questions are raised about our ability to hear, to know, and to follow. The widespread, rampant, and incessant use of handheld devices is having an unprecedented impact on our ability to hear, to know, and to follow. Gadgets have changed the way we think. And whether we like it or not, personalized handheld devices have become an extension of our bodies, and it is here to stay. They've changed the way we interact with the world and the people in it. So here is a scenario. I was driving along on Woodman on my way to St. Helen Parish. On this beautiful spring day, I saw a young mother and father walking their baby in a pram along the sidewalk. Now, I always find family walks to be a beautiful gesture of domestic harmony. So I was impressed to see this couple with their baby in a pram heading out for a walk. There was only one problem. Both the mother and the father were on their handheld devices. The mother with one hand pushed the pram while the other was navigating her phone. The father's both hands were on his device. Here were three people walking together, yet in their own individual world, separated by gadgets. The baby was alone, even though there were two other people with the baby. So here are my questions. If God was speaking to us through each other, would we hear it? If we were to know God in each other, would we know? If we were to follow God through others, would we see? Even though we are God's flock, God treats us like people. Even though we are flock, God loves us like God's own children. Even though we are flock, the Good Shepherd died for us and gave us eternal life. Every Eucharist is an encounter with Jesus, our Shepherd. Let us hear Him, let us know Him, let us follow Him. Amen.